Luke 7. And when he had completed all his words in the hearing of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's bondman, who was dear to him, was ill and about to die. And having heard of Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, begging him that he might come and save his bondman. But they, being come to Jesus, besought him diligently, saying, He is worthy to whom thou shouldest grant this, for he loves our nation, and himself has built the synagogue for us. And Jesus went with them. But already, when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent to him friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither did I count myself worthy to come to thee. But say by a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having under myself soldiers, and I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my bondman, Do this, and he does it. And Jesus, hearing this, wondered at him, and turning to the crowd following him, said, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found so great faith. And they who had been sent, returning to the house, found the bondman, who was ill, in good health. And it came to pass afterwards he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples and a great crowd went with him. And as he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she a widow, and a very considerable crowd of the city was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, was moved with compassion for her, and said to her, Weep not. And coming up, he touched the bier, and the bearer stopped. And he said, Youth, I say to thee, wake up. And the dead sat up, and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. And fear seized on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has been raised up amongst us, and God has visited his people. And this report went out in all Judea concerning him, and in all the surrounding country. And the disciples of John brought him word concerning all these things. And John, having called two of his disciples, sent to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that is coming, or are we to wait for another? But the men having come to him said, John the Baptist has sent us to thee, saying, Art thou he that is coming, or are we to wait for another? In that hour he healed many of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and to many blind he granted sight. And Jesus answering said to them, Go, bring back word to John of what ye have seen and heard, that blind see, lame walk, lepers are cleansed, deaf hear, dead are raised, poor are evangelized, and blessed is whosoever shall not be offended in me. And the messengers of John having departed, he began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken by the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in delicate garments? Behold, those who are in splendid clothing and live luxuriously are in the courts of kings. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say to you, and what is more excellent than a prophet? This is he concerning whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among them that are born of women, a greater prophet is no one than John the Baptist. But he who is a little one in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people who heard it, and the tax gatherers, justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rendered null as to themselves the counsel of God, not having been baptized by him. To whom, therefore, shall I liken the men of this generation? And to whom are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace, and calling to one another, and saying, We have piped to you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist has come neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking. And you say, Behold, an eater and wine drinker, a friend of tax gatherers and sinners. And wisdom has been justified of all her children. But one of the Pharisees begged him that he would eat with him. And entering into the house of the Pharisee, he took his place at table. And behold, a woman in the city, who was a sinner, and knew that he was sitting at meat in the house of the Pharisee, having taken an alabaster box of myrrh, and standing at his feet behind him, weeping, began to wash his feet with tears, and she wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the myrrh. And the Pharisee who had invited him, seeing it, spoke with himself, saying, "This person, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what the woman is who touches him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have somewhat to say to thee." And he says, "Teacher, say it." There were two debtors of a certain creditor. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. But as they had nothing to pay, he forgave both of them their debt. "Say, which of them therefore will love him most?" And Simon answering said, "I suppose he to whom he forgave the most." And he said to him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house, thou gavest me not water on my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with her hair. Thou gavest me not a kiss, but she, from the time I came in, has not ceased kissing my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she has anointed my feet with myrrh. For which cause I say to thee, her many sins are forgiven, for she loved much. But he to whom little is forgiven loves little." And he said to her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that were with them at table began to say within themselves, "Who is this who forgives also sins?" And he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace."